can change the world. Certainly is time for a change. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and our show for the next hour is Conscious Co-Creating Tools to Empower You. You're listening to UR Radio, the public broadcast aspect of Western North Carolina Community Media Center's program in Asheville, North Carolina. We have been here every Thursday evening with this show from 8 to 9. And beginning next week, we are moving to Tuesday nights from 8 to 9. So I hope you join me every Tuesday evening beginning the first Tuesday in April, which I think is April the 5th. And we will be playing some great music from 7 to 8 p.m. And from 8 to 9, we will have this show, Conscious Co-Creating. I hope you join me then. We are also able to interact on the Facebook page for this show, which is called Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio, if you happen to be on Facebook. And if you have questions or comments about the show and you're not on Facebook, then feel free to send me an email. You can do that by going to my website, which is my name, louisadyer.com, and send me an email through there. And I will be happy to respond to it. I do this show every week because I'm very excited about living in these times. It's for probably the first time in human history, at least in our recorded history, where pretty much everyone who wants it has access to amazing information and tools so that we can actually learn how to thrive instead of just survive. And that makes it very exciting times. I'm sure we've all heard the phrase, it's darkest before the dawn. And what a wonderful teacher of mine used to say is, the brightest light casts the darkest shadow. And so we're also living in times where things seem really, really crazy and really outrageously dysfunctional. And that's part of the times that we live in too. But the good thing is that there are tools available for almost everyone who wants to find that place of peace inside. Because once we find that place of peace outside, then we begin to radiate that. And that is actually what influences our world. And if we want a more peaceful world, the only way we can do that is to become more peaceful ourselves. And so I do this show every week, giving you those tools to empower you. And what we've done a lot for the last few months is talk about three of my favorite teachers. And they are David Hawkins, Eckhart Tolle, and Byron Katie. They all have websites, tons of information, a lot of it for free, and also they've written books. So if one way doesn't appeal to you, another way might. They all pretty much give different paths to get to a very similar place. They're all three enlightened beings, and that's pretty phenomenal to have so many enlightened beings on the planet right now who are giving forth from what they know so that all of us have an opportunity to grow if we want to. There are a lot of ways that we can grow, and most of them are really simple. Most of them are not particularly easy because, you know, humans, we're hard-headed. We have free will, and for whatever strange reason, humans really believe in suffering. And what all of those teachers are doing is giving us ways to relieve our suffering, because all suffering is optional. That's what every spiritual teacher throughout all time has told us, is that all suffering is optional. And it's up to us to make the choice to do whatever it is we personally need to do in order to give up that suffering. And so those are the kind of things we talk about, is what are the tools that are available? And we've talked about a great many of them. And tonight what I want to do is I want to talk about two very different approaches to setting an intention and having the universe actually conspire with you to help your intention not only be clear, but to be manifest in the most brilliant and loving way possible. And so that's what we're going to do tonight, is we're going to talk about intention. We're going to talk about intuition. We're going to talk about connection, because that's really what it all comes down to, is are we connected with what you might call your higher self, what you might call God, what you might call a guardian angel, what you might even call the intelligence of your body or the intelligence of nature. Whatever it is, there is an incredible power that becomes available to us when we connect with something that is larger than our own self, our own personality. And again, there are lots and lots and lots of ways to do that. And tonight we're going to talk about two of them. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about Michelle Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and Paralandra, which is a nature research center that's in Virginia. And it is Michelle Wright's baby. And Paralandra, for those of you who want to look it up, is spelled P-E-R-E-L-A-N-D-R-A, Paralandra. And they're on Facebook, too, for that matter. But they have a beautiful, incredible website that will just blow your mind. And if you want to find them online, it's paralandra-ltd.com. And what Paralandra does, well, Paralandra does so much that I wouldn't even be able in an hour to tell you all the things that they do. So I would invite you to go to their website and check it out. But basically, the overall gifts, I would say, of Paralandra is so that each person can actually take care of their own health. And Paralandra offers numerous tools in order for you to take care of your own health. And personally, it's how I've taken care of my own health for the past decade, in combination with some of the energy psychology programs that are out there, like TAD or EFT, or the one that I helped co-create, WOW Processing. And so a combination of using the tools that Paralandra provides and the energy psychology to sort of, you know, get to the root of the emotional or the spiritual aspect that's behind whatever's going on physically. That combination of things has kept me fairly healthy for the last decade, even though anybody who knows me knows that I have a lot of bad habits. And actually, prior to 1987, I had a lot of bad habits. The fact that I'm even alive is quite a miracle, and the fact that I'm basically healthy is only thanks to, it's thanks to grace, mostly. But the tools from Paralandra and the energy psychology work, the combination of those are really wonderful. And so we've talked about some of the tools that Michelle at Paralandra offers, one being MAP, which stands for Medical Assistance Program. It's a very simple, no learning curve. Read a book, follow instructions, you can do it. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever discovered in terms of my own health care. We also have talked about what nature is and working with nature. And I'm not going to really get into all that nature stuff because there's so many big concepts in it that I would need an hour just to take one little piece of it. And I really want this show to be about giving you things that you can use without having a big learning curve or without having to spend a lot of money, things that you can do on your own. And I just want to share all these things that are available because it makes life so much better. When we can learn to thrive instead of just survive, then it makes life worth living in a whole new way. So the two things we're going to talk about tonight, one of them is from Michelle Wright, and it's a very sort of unique way of setting an intention and then having the support and the help of nature intelligence to assist you with that. And Michelle calls that a DDP, and that stands for definition, direction, and purpose. DDP. And that's one thing we're going to talk about. And the other is about a process, a very simple thing called asking for the most benevolent outcome. And that is something that's been put out there for quite a long time now by a guy named Tom T. Moore, M-O-O-R-E. And he's an author and a speaker and a business person. And he has a blog and a website and a newsletter. And we'll talk more about that. But those are the two things we're going to really focus on tonight. Two very, very different ways of setting, expressing an intention in a way that opens you to receiving all the support that is available through what I call the unseen realms, whether that's nature intelligence, whether that's your higher self, your guardian angel, whether that's what you might call universal spirit or great spirit or energy. The name of what you call it doesn't matter. It is the knowingness that there is a power that's greater than your personal self. And both of these ways of setting an intention open us to that unseen power and allow ourselves to be supported by something bigger than ourselves. Both are very, very wonderful practices. Both are quite simple in a way, and both are quite powerful. I use them all the time, and I can really attest to them. And so I think what we're going to do before we actually get into those is we're going to hear just a little bit of music to sort of get our right brain and our left brain in sync with each other and bring our bodies into the picture so that all of us are sitting here listening. Also to give you time to get pen and paper if you want to, because both of these things that we're going to talk about, the DDP and the requesting the most benevolent outcomes, they're both really simple things that you can do that are going to make a big difference, and you're probably going to feel it right away. So I would hope that you would, you know, have this information with you once the show is off the air. So we're going to take a little musical interlude. I'm going to play a song by Faith Rivera that I just think is beautiful for our topic, and it's called Choose Love. And that's really what we're doing when we're setting an intention and we're not only asking for, but then allowing the support and the love, the incredible intelligence that comes from a power that's so much bigger than we are. And so we're going to hear this song to help us really feel what it is to open to the love that the universe is made out of. So here we go with Faith Rivera. I'll be back in a moment. Okay, that did not work. For some reason, that song is not playing. That must be that we are not to hear that song. That's all that can be. So we're going to try a different song by Faith Rivera, which is also another pretty amazing one. And this song is called Peace Today. And let's see if the tech will work for this. Enjoy. Down self-right. peace today. Hopefully that's what we're all choosing today. You're listening to UR Radio at Western North Carolina Community Media Center. This is Louisa Dyer, and our show is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And I hope you'll join us here every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9. And from 7 to 8, I'll be playing some great music. And the Tuesday evenings start next week. And so I hope you can find the time to join me on Tuesdays, just like you have been on Thursdays. And our show is live every week. So we are talking about two different but similar, in a way, tools to set an intention that will help bring in the power of nature, intelligence, of your guardian angel or higher self. Tonight, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to start out by talking about the one that Michelle Wright of Paralandra has proposed, because we've been talking about Paralandra and Michelle Wright for the last few weeks. And for those of you who might just be joining in, Paralandra is a nature research center in Virginia, and it's Michelle Wright's baby. It's been around since the 70s, I think 76. And Paralandra is spelled Perelandra, and their website is paralandra-ltd.com. And if you want to talk about what's happening on the show, you can do that during and after the show on the Facebook page for Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio. You can also send me an email if you, you know, aren't involved with the Facebook thing. And you can do that through my website, which is louisadyer.com. And I will be happy to answer questions, take your comments, your suggestions. I would love to hear from people about what they would love to hear about. We've talked about some of the enlightened ones that are on the planet and all the different things that they have offered. And we will continue doing that. And tonight we're going to talk about two very powerful ways to set an intention and receive a lot of support and help because of the way we format that intention. And so the first thing that we're going to talk about is something called a DDP, and it's from Paralandra. And again, there's lots of information in all of her writings about what a DDP is. But that stands for Definition, Direction, and Purpose. And it's just a very, very structured way to set an intention. And the reason we would want to do it that way is because from nature's perspective, anything that is initiated and maintained by a human is a garden. And if we set up a garden, then if we connect with nature, nature will help us in that garden. Because nature is actually what provides the order, the organization, and the life vitality for all form. So everything that we could possibly do from nature's perspective is form. And so it's up to us as a human, and because of the soul that we have, it's up to us to provide the direction and the purpose for whatever it is that we're wanting to do. Nature can provide the order, the organization, and the life vitality for anything that we want to do if we ask for that assistance. And, you know, that's sort of the crux of the matter. No matter what tools you're using, it even says that in the Christian Bible, ask and you will receive. And that's the key. You have to ask. And I think a lot of us forget that we need to ask. And the reason we need to ask if we want assistance is because we have free will, and nothing in the universe is going to try to override that free will. We also have a certain timing based on our soul and our personality and what we're doing in our life. And nature is also not going to try to override that timing. And so when we get very clear about what our direction and our purpose is, whether it's for a project or a business or a relationship, if we can actually define what it is that we're doing and say what our purpose is in it and the direction we want it to go, then we've set up a structure that nature can then provide the order, the organization, and the life vitality within that structure to help manifest what it is that we are wanting to do. And so That's really all a DDP is you choose a project or a goal, and then you just very succinctly and precisely describe its definition, direction, and purpose. And she gives an example. Michelle has written two amazing books, The Garden Workbook 1 and The Garden Workbook 2. And for those of us who work with nature in what's called soil-less gardens, meaning we're using a connection, a co-creative partnership with nature intelligence to work with, you know, everything in our lives, businesses, homes, projects, relationships, pretty much anything we want to do. When we work in a co-creative relationship with nature, boy, I tell you, the support and the love and the comfort you get from doing that, not to mention how effective everything becomes, it's quite miraculous. I'm not going to really talk about how to do the whole soilless garden thing, because that would take two or three shows just in and of itself. I'm talking about just the DDP, and the reason I'm doing that is because you don't have to know how to do soilless gardening. You don't have to set up the whole thing with nature in order to ask for and receive assistance. If you can just get very clear of what it is you're wanting, what's your purpose in it, and where do you want it to go? Definition, direction, and purpose. If you can do that and then just say, nature, help me, or I ask for assistance with this, it is amazing. It's like the whole universe begins conspiring to facilitate and help that. So I'm just going to give you a couple examples of what DDPs are so you don't think that they're really, you know, difficult. They're not. They can be really long. They can be really short. The shorter ones tend to actually work better because you don't get bogged down in all the definitions. So I'm just going to give you a couple of examples of DDPs that she gives in the Perelandra Soilless Garden Companion book. And let's see, boy, she's got a bunch of them here. Okay, so here's a website DDP. To provide easy access and introduce, you know, whatever your company is, whatever your business is, whatever it is you're wanting to do. Let's say you call your business Willie's Widgets. So the DDP would be, to provide easy access and introduce Willie's Widgets to as many people as possible in the following ways: to inform and educate, to excite and inspire, to serve as an interactive and multifaceted education and information vehicle, to facilitate visitors through layout, design, organization, to reflect the spirit of the company, and to generate sales. So basically, you're just writing what you want. You say it's a website for whatever, and then you say what you want the website to do. That's your purpose. And the direction where you want the purpose is really why you're doing it. What is your purpose in it? What is the purpose of the thing? And then the direction is where you want it to go. For me, it's easier to think about those things individually. Here I define it. Here I say, and the purpose of it is. And then here I say, and where I want it to go is. For me, that's easier to do a DDP like that. Other people just put it all together the way she's doing these definitions. I like this definition that she gives. I mean, this example of a DDP for refinancing a home. She just says, an easy, efficient, friendly refinancing of our home and property, interest rate lower than 6%, closing cost less than $2,000, prepaid items less than $1,750, conventional loan, 30-year fixed, no points, closing date May 2005. That was her example. And that's a DDP. You're just saying very clearly what you want. You're defining it. You're saying the purpose of it and where you want it to go. That is what a DDP is. And it can be really, really simple. Michelle actually says that her DDP, when she first started Perelandra back in 1976, was just this simple. She said, I want to learn about devas and nature spirits, and I want to learn about them within the context of a garden. And she didn't change that DDP in 30 years. And so everything that's happened at Perelandra has come out of that. Of course, every time something new gets added, like when she added flower essences or when she added the website or when she developed all the different programs, each one of those things then gets its own DDP. Because then what you can do when you're actually doing Soulless Gardens is there's a troubleshooting worksheet where if things aren't happening the way that you want them to be happening, there are all kinds of processes that you can do to assist those things to actually begin happening. And I've used that process so many times for so many ways. It's just phenomenal how it works. But you don't even need to learn all of that about setting up a soulless garden. If you can be clear of what your direction and purpose is, then nature can provide the order, the organization, and the life vitality that is needed for that direction and purpose to actually come into form. And that's the real crux of what I'm talking about here. Because what nature is, I'm just going to read you, Michelle has written a lot of stuff where nature is actually talking. So from nature's perspective, from the intelligence within nature, what nature says form is, and I'm just going to read here, we consider reality to be in the form state when there is organization, order, and life vitality combined with a state of consciousness. We do not consider form to be only that which is perceptible to the five senses. All energy contains order, organization, and life vitality. Therefore, all energy is form. Think about that. So that means that all energy has nature intelligence is what holds the blueprint for that form, for that energy. And so if you want to understand something about it, ask nature, because that's where the information is being held. Nature goes on to say that nature is the conscious reality that supplies order, organization, and life vitality. It's intimately linked with form. Nature is the consciousness that comprises all form on all levels and dimensions. It is form's order, organization, and life vitality. So working with nature puts you in touch with the order, the organization, and the life vitality of whatever it is. And so that's why doing a DDP, just getting very clear of what the definition, direction, and purpose is, when you do that, you then like make a space for nature and the intelligence and the balance that's inherent in nature to come forward and work with you in that form. And so it's really, just try it. I think you will be amazed. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of how I use DDPs without having to set up anything, you know, special or anything. Like a while back, my refrigerator, I came home actually and the light in my refrigerator was out and I thought it was just, you know, the light in the refrigerator was out. And then I went to do something in the kitchen and discovered that the power was actually out. So I went and I flipped the fuse box. And when I did, the refrigerator started making this noise. I mean, it sounded like my refrigerator was getting ready to take off and go through the roof of the house. I mean, it made the most unbelievable noise. And so, of course, I immediately turned the thing off and called my fix-it person and asked her, you know, Jessie, what is going on? Here's the noise that my refrigerator's making. What is it? And so I flipped it on and let Jessie listen. And Jessie said, you know, it's the, I'm going to forget the word. Anyway, I can't even think of what the word is now. But it was shot. And she could replace it, but it would cost almost as much as a new refrigerator. And said, you know, you just have to get a new refrigerator. That one's shot. And so I, you know, got off the phone and I'm like, I don't really want to buy a new refrigerator. Oh my gosh. And so I thought, I wonder if I can work with nature about this. And so I just connected in with the Deva of refrigerators. The Deva is the energy within nature that holds the blueprint for the form. So I connected in with the Deva of refrigerators. I connected in with the nature spirits that are associated with my particular refrigerator. And I just said, is there anything that I can do that will you know, make this refrigerator work, or is it necessary for me to take it away and get a new refrigerator in order to have one that works? And using kinesiology, I was told that, yep, we could fix the refrigerator, and that I didn't have to get a new one in order to have a refrigerator. And so I used a troubleshooting chart, and I did a few processes, and by George, the refrigerator worked. And it's been working ever since, and that was probably, at least 4 years ago. And so that was a time, because I used the troubleshooting chart, you know, I had to do some processes. But there have been many times when I haven't had to do that at all. For example, I had mice in my pantry, and so I just said, I have mice in my pantry, and I can't have mice in my pantry because it's not healthy, and it's scary, and it makes me really uncomfortable, and it could be a disease problem, and I really want the mice out of my pantry. So that was like my DDP. I defined the problem, or I defined the situation. I said what I wanted, the purpose of it. I wanted them out because, you know, it was dangerous to have them there. And I just asked, could they please go? And they did. They left. I've done the same thing with bees. I've done the same thing with ants. You say what it is you want and the purpose of it and where you want it to go. That's a DDP. And a lot of times, you don't really have to do anything else. If you really want to work with nature intelligence and get incredible support and really know how to make things happen in the physical world, I would suggest learning how to do the soulless gardening that Paralander offers. But just in terms of setting an intention, if you want to have more peace, for example, then you could just say, I want to have more peace for the purpose of being a more peaceful person, for the purpose of growing, whatever your purpose is in wanting to be a more peaceful person. And the direction, where do you want it to take you? Because, you know, I want to live my life in that way. It could be very simple. I want to be a peaceful person because that's the truth of who I am. That could be a wonderful DDP. And if you get really clear about that, and you state it that way, and then you can just say, nature, please help me. And then you immediately bring in those unseen energies that provide order, organization, and life vitality to that intention. What is life vitality? I think that's a really important piece to understand of what nature is. One of the aspects of life vitality is action. If there isn't any life vitality, then nothing can happen. There is no action that happens. And so if we feel stuck, that's a wonderful time to do a DDP, because that life vitality that nature brings into it helps us do that. And if you feel that input from nature, that's a wonderful thing. But even if you don't feel it, there are lots of people, literally thousands of people all over the world, who work with some of these processes, and they don't feel anything at all happening, but they keep doing them because they get results. And so I would just invite you to try that for a while, of getting very clear about what your direction and purpose is with whatever it is you want, whatever your project is, whatever your goal is. Get very clear about what it is, that's the definition, the purpose of it, and the direction of it. You know, where do you want it to go? What do you want out of it? What do you want it to be? That is providing when we provide the direction and the purpose of whatever it is that we want, think of it as making a room where nature can then bring in the order, the organization, and the life vitality to help that manifest. It's a very, very simple thing that we can do with no learning curve whatsoever, and it's quite amazing. There are people, and Michelle Wright is one of them, who can actually make things manifest seemingly right out of the clear blue, right out of, you know, thin air. Because she works with all those different levels. I am not talking about doing that. Not that you couldn't do that, but that would be quite a learning curve. This requires to just be very clear of what your definition, direction, and purpose is. There's no learning curve in that. It's just a matter of getting very clear and then asking nature to assist you with that. And that's that. It's such a simple and yet powerful way to set an intention. It also helps you clarify what your intentions are and helps you let go of, you know, maybe you were thinking something that really wasn't a part of it, but it would been mixed up in your thinking about it. And so really getting clear about the definition, direction, and purpose helps you focus and let go of anything that's extraneous, and it just makes everything happen more clearly and more easily. So that's DDP. I hope that was helpful. If you have any questions about that, again, you can interact through the Facebook page for Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio, and I will do my best to respond during or after the show. You can also send me an email through my website, which is louisadyer.com. You can also go to Paralandra's website, which is paralandra-ltd.com. There is so much information on Paralandra's website. I encourage you to look at the things that have a very little or low learning curve, so that you don't get overwhelmed. There are things on there that really take a lot of commitment to learn, and there are other things that are as simple as reading it and doing it, and they're all incredibly beneficial. So that's where we're going to stop around the DDP and the Paralandra stuff. I'm so excited to be telling people about this. I've been using this for quite a while, and it has made an incredible difference. And I'll just give you another concrete example. I'm going to give you two concrete examples. One required, you know, working with the troubleshooting chart and figuring out the things that I had to do. There have been times where in my counseling work, I wanted to have more sessions in a week than I had scheduled. And I sit down and I do the work with nature. And it is not uncommon that when I sit down and do the work with nature, within 24 hours, my sessions for the next week have doubled. It's really quite phenomenal. And when it doesn't, it's because there are more things inside of me that I have to address in order to have happen what I want to happen. So that takes work. That takes commitment. You have to learn how to do those processes. But other simple things, like one day I went out to start my car, and my car didn't start. And I didn't know why my car didn't start. I knew everything was fine. And so I just said, okay, I need my car to start. I really want my car to start because I have this place I have to go, and this is what I'm going to get done. And it's really important to me, so I want to just sit here and breathe for 5 minutes, and then I'd really like my car to start. And so I did that, and my car started. Now, you know, you could say maybe your car would have started anyway. Maybe it would have. Maybe it wouldn't. I just know that when I ask, when I'm very clear about what my direction and purpose is in what I want, and I ask, then most of the time, I receive incredible assistance. It's really simple, and it's really quite phenomenal. And so that's where we're going to leave that whole idea. And again, we're going to take another little musical interlude here, and this one's going to be very brief. And this really does bring the body and soul into alignment and take that right and left side of the brain and align them right up. This is Highway 23 by Ry Cooder. Enjoy. hope you were dancing as much as I was to that. You're listening to UR Radio. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, a holistic counselor and metaphysical author in Asheville, North Carolina. And our show is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And we're starting next week. We're going to be here every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern. And before that, I'm going to be playing an hour of really great music. So I hope you join me then. Tonight, we're talking about two different ways, really, to set an intention and get very clear about it and to call in assistance and power from the unseen realms. You can think about those unseen realms as nature, your higher self, God, source energy, however you want to think about it. But asking in a very clear way is a much better way to get help than not asking or asking in a way that isn't clear. And so we just talked about how to do a DDP, a definition, direction, and purpose, as a way to get very clear about what we want and why we want it, and to bring in the assistance from nature, which is the energy in the universe that provides the order, the organization, and the life vitality for everything that happens in form. And everything actually that exists on planet Earth is in form. So it makes sense to go to the intelligence behind that form for assistance. The thing we're going to talk about now for the next few minutes is something called most benevolent outcomes, asking for most benevolent outcomes or doing benevolent prayers. And this is something that has been put out for quite a while now by a man named Tom T. Moore, M-O-O-R-E. He's an author, a speaker. He has a media distribution business, and I believe he lives in Dallas, Texas. He wrote a book. Actually, he's written a couple of books called The Gentle Way, a self-help guide for those who believe in angels. And he has this thing. It's a very simple, yet a very powerful and effective spiritual tool that you can use every day, all the time, and it will lessen your stress. And it also lessens the fear of life in general. And it just makes things simple. And it's so easy that a lot of people just say, oh my gosh, it can't be that easy. But it really is, and it works. And what it's doing is it's connecting you, or reconnecting. Actually, let me clarify that. We are always connected with our higher self, our guardian angels, source energy, our true self, however you want to think of that. We're always connected with our soul's energy. Otherwise, we wouldn't be living in these bodies. But we sometimes feel disconnected, and we're often have not been in good communication with those higher aspects. And so what this benevolent outcome thing is about being in conscious connection and communication with the higher self, the higher power, your guardian angel, whatever you want to call it, whatever your beliefs are. He thinks of it in terms of guardian angels. I tend to think of it in terms of higher self. It doesn't really matter what you call it, but it's so simple. It's just, I request a most benevolent outcome for blank, fill in the blank, whatever it is you're wanting. You begin it with that. I request a most benevolent outcome for blank. And then after you've said what it is, say thank you. And then you might even say, and may the benefits be even more than I can expect or imagine. And that's that. What it is, it's a request of assistance from this power that's greater than you, this unseen realm. If we put emotion and feeling into the request, that actually helps. And we can also do most benevolent outcomes for, or benevolent prayers is what he calls them. Benevolent prayers when we're asking for something for other people. And I really love this because it bypasses the human ego and opens it up really big. So for example, if you wanted to do a benevolent prayer for what's been going on in Japan, one that he gives that I think is beautiful is, I ask any and all beings to come to the aid and assistance of all the people affected by the earthquakes and tsunamis, to bring them to safety and assist them in rebuilding their lives. Thank you. Isn't that beautiful? So the basic sentence for the benevolent prayer is, I ask any and all beings to come to the aid and assistance of, and then you fill in the blank. You know, for what's going on with Libya right now, for example, I ask any and all beings to come to the aid and assistance of all the people in Libya to keep them safe and to assist them in their change to democracy. Thank you. And may the benefits be even more than I expect or can anticipate. When what was going on in our own country, I ask any and all beings to aid the government in Wisconsin in making decisions that will create the most benevolent outcome for all of the people involved with the workers' rights. Thank you. So that's really the whole gist of it. The most benevolent outcome is when you're asking for yourself. The benevolent prayer is when you're asking for someone else. Did I say that wrong? He has a prayer that I just love, and I'm going to say it. And I'm going to pause in the thing so you can repeat it after me if you would like. And that is, I ask any and all beings to assist and comfort anyone that I have ever harmed, either physically, mentally, morally, spiritually, or emotionally, in any past, present, or future life. And I ask any and all beings to assist and comfort the families and friends of anyone I have ever harmed in any way, in any past, present, or future life. Thank you. Isn't that beautiful? He has this on his website, and his website is actually thegentlewaybook.com, gentlewaybook.com. He has a blog. He has a newsletter, as well as the books that he's written. And all of this information is there. And I love getting his newsletter because people write in about the benevolent outcomes that they've requested and how it has assisted them. One that he's used and was just amazed at the results is when he was getting ready to have an operation. And he did a most benevolent outcome. That was, I ask any and all benevolent beings to assist the doctors and nurse to do their job safely and properly, and may the results be even better than we expect or hope for. And by requesting that most benevolent outcome, it's like you're calling in that assistance. But it's like we said before, you have to ask for it because we have free will. Nothing in the universe is going to override your free will. And so it's very important that you ask for it. And so when you're requesting for yourself, you say, I request a most benevolent outcome for, and then just fill in the blank and say, thank you. And then you can also say, and may the benefits be even more than I expect or can anticipate. When you are making a benevolent prayer, when you're asking for other people or other situations that aren't your personal situations, you ask for any and all beings to come to the aid and the assistance of, or you ask any and all beings to provide whatever it is that you think would be a good thing to provide. And so you can use this all day long, every day, for simple things. I'm just going to read you a bunch of he calls them MBOs, most benevolent outcomes. So I'm just going to say MBO, so I don't have to keep saying that long phrase. I request an MBO for choosing the perfect airport for the flight. Thank you. I request an MBO for going through security easily with no delays. Thank you. I request an MBO for my luggage arriving safely and first up on the baggage claim. Thank you. I request an MBO for my flight and to be seated next to someone interesting. Thank you. I request an MBO for my drive to the airport to be on time for my flight. Thank you. So see, it's just like anything and everything. And what we're doing is we're literally opening a channel in ourselves to notice and pay attention to all the assistance and the love and the support that's available. And if you don't feel it right away, you'll probably start feeling it once you've done this for a while. He has another statement on there that I just think is wonderful, that I would encourage you to say at least once or twice a day. And that is, I expect great things today, great things tomorrow, and great things all this week. Isn't that wonderful? I expect great things today. That's usually where I leave it. I actually just deal with today. I expect great things today. It's wonderful. And what he says is that the way benevolent outcomes work is it's a request to your guardian angel or to your, I would think of it as your higher self. And it has to be for exact intentions. You're actually asking for something specific. And they can only be used benevolently, even if it's accidentally said in some way that isn't benevolent. It will only work if the experience is benevolent for everyone, including those who cooperate consciously or those who are doing it on a subconscious level in happening, you know, in bringing about your request. So a benevolent outcome must be a request for something that you wish to happen, not something you don't wish to occur. I'm always telling people this. You have to focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. And so the benevolent outcome has to be for what you want, not for something you don't want, because it doesn't work. That doesn't exist. And so the universe is not going to respond. And it also has to be a request for you, although others, of course, may be benevolently affected too. But putting it in this format, I request a most benevolent outcome for, and then fill in the blank. What it does is it gives structure to this way of setting an intention, and it lets it become a habit. And it's important to say it out loud, even if you only whisper it. Or you can write it. That's another way of saying it out loud. And the reason for that is because this is a physical world, and you want a physical action to happen. And so you have to make the benevolent outcome in a physical manner by writing it down or by saying it out loud. So, you know, if you're reading a book that's difficult, you could say, I request a most benevolent outcome for reading this book, and may the benefits be even more than I expect or anticipate. Thank you. And so by requesting small things like a parking space or a seat on the subway or an easy route to the airport, you get immediate feedback. And what that does is it gives you confidence to request the bigger things. And what will happen is requesting benevolent outcomes will actually strengthen your spiritual beliefs, because you'll be receiving that constant feedback that there really is a power that's bigger than you, that actually loves you and cares about you and wants to help you lead a more benevolent, beneficial, less stressful life. It's very gentle. So you can request benevolent outcomes when you've lost something and you want to find it. It's like you can request most benevolent outcomes for anything. I find myself doing it all the time, and it's just really easy and fun. And do you know what? We are out of time. It's just so hard to believe how fast this hour goes. I've really enjoyed myself. I hope you have as well. And again, I want you to join me if you possibly can on Tuesday evenings now at 8 Eastern for Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And that will begin next week on April the 5th, I believe is the date. And before the hour before that, I'm going to be playing some great music from 7 to 8. And then the show will actually start at 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, you're listening to UR Radio. This is Louisa Dyer, and I'm actually going to be around for the next hour playing some really cool tunes, so I hope you stick around and listen with me. We're going to close with the theme song for the show, which is a song called Time for a Change, and it's by Here to Here. Enjoy!
My heroes at, Where my soldier at? Where my presidents and citizens and all their jazz? Where my artists at? Where my dreamers at? Where my activists and hippie chicks and I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. Farmers at, my corporations at, where my scientists and pharmacists, my dealers at, where my mothers at, where my fathers at, where my human beings with beating hearts. Let's rock this track. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. We like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change.